Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for October 2017. Greetings everyone, and welcome to this NZART official broadcast. First up tonight, we head to Blenheim and join NZART President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, with his presidential comment. Stuart?
Good evening to all listeners. Debbie at headquarters has recently informed me that this year we will see records broken in the number of examination passes since she took over the administration of examinations in the early 2000s. As of this month, passes have reached the high 80s. A good number of passes in the amateur radio examination assure the future of our hobby, and new amateurs provide a recruiting ground for new members of our association. New amateurs also assure the viability of our many branches. Of course, a pass in the examination is just the beginning for a new radio amateur. It is up to the new ham colleagues and on-air acquaintances to encourage and train them in good operating technique and practical technical matters. In the distant past, new amateurs would have no choice but to build their equipment, a process that could take some time and much effort. Things have changed considerably in the past few decades. Off-the-shelf commercial equipment is available today at costs that are far better in real terms than has ever been the case. Very functional handheld VHF and UHF transceivers can be obtained easily at incredibly low cost. The satisfaction of building your own equipment is still there, and for those who want to do this, there is good news on many fronts, starting with the internet. The internet has often been seen by many to be a threat to amateur radio with its ease of instant connectivity. However, I believe the internet is one of the best things to have happened to amateur radio. The internet provides access to purchase components that used to be hard to find, and there are many web pages set up by amateur experimenters with ideas and designs of home-built equipment. There are an increasing number of suppliers of good quality kit sets for test equipment and radios of a wide range of complexity, all on the web. The internet has been a boon in allowing easy online trading of amateur radio equipment, accessories and components. There's also a large range of software available for the amateur. Just some of the many examples include antenna modelling, log keeping, filter design and digital modes. With the number of new amateurs being recruited, the ease of access to radio equipment and the other things I've mentioned available via the internet, I believe that amateur radio has a strong future. And finally, I'd like to again emphasise a vital role that experienced amateurs play in the encouragement and training of our new colleagues that have just passed the examination. Good night, everyone, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. The President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Tonight, news that Eastern Southland Branch 08 will be holding a ham day on Saturday the 9th of December at their Lathan Road Clubhouse from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Now, it'll be a sale of treasures and a technology display. The activity will provide an opportunity for a bit of a yarn and a chance to poke through some lost treasures to find that possible pot of gold. They may even cook you a snag on the barbie. Come on up or down to Eastern Southland Branch 08. Who's ever said no to a road trip? For the location, Google Map, Latham Road, McNab. And again, the time is 1100 till 1500 hours, and that's on Saturday, December the 9th, for the Eastern Southland Ham Day. Onwards to Upper Hutt for headquarters news, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Many of you will be aware all Vodafone email addresses will cease to operate as from the 30th of November this year. This includes the direct email for NZART headquarters. Therefore, from now on, all email is to be addressed to the email listed on our website, nzart@nzart.org.nz. All mail to any other headquarters address will be diverted to this one. Rest assured, we now have all the undeliverable issues resolved. Subscriptions are now due for 2018. If you wish to take advantage of the early payment rebate of $10, please pay before the end of November. Reminder notices will be sent out soon. The discounted payment for transmitting or non-transmitting membership is $89, and discounted family transmitting or family non-transmitting is $119. For some reason, a number of people deduct the $10 and pay only $88. If paying direct to our bank account, please ensure you include your call sign and membership number. A receipt for your donation of the rebate for $10 can be issued on request. The entire subscription cannot be treated as a donation, only the rebated amount. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Western Suburbs Branch 03 are holding a used equipment sale at the Rosebank Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road, Avondale, Auckland, on Saturday the 4th of November. Sellers from 8 a.m, buyers from 9 a.m. The sale will conclude at 12 midday. Tables are $10 and booking should be made to Merv Zedell 1SK. Phone 09-828-7174 or 0274-990-262. Or you can email m.r.thomas@vodafone.co.nz. Now, there's a $2 entry fee for all buyers. Tea, coffee and food will be available on site. That's the Western Suburbs Used Equipment Sale Day on Saturday, the 4th of November. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week's newscast with yet another hurricane report. This historic weather didn't hit the Caribbean, but landed instead in Ireland, where ham response was informal but effective. We hear these details from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
The names Ophelia and Brian won't be forgotten for quite some time in Ireland. The two storms swept over the nation in mid-October, with Brian coming on the heels of its deadlier counterpart. Ophelia's arrival generated Ireland's first severe weather alert in history, and according to the Irish Independent newspaper, even created the biggest wave recorded off the Irish coast during a weather event. It also left three dead. Although the Amateur Radio Emergency Network was not formally called up for the storm, members nonetheless took to internet chat and whatever repeaters they could find, or made use of simplex calling channels to check on the well-being of people in their communities and beyond. John Ronan, EI7IG, told Newsline the hams had earlier tracked the storm and advised RN members to prep for water shortages, outages, and to get their go kits ready just in case. He told Newsline in an email that once the storm subsided, the hams were able to power up their generators and make use of batteries on hand to conduct health and welfare checks. He said some Windlink messages were also exchanged with Raynet members in the UK. John said extended power outages plagued the south and southeast of Ireland. According to Reuters News Service, Ophelia stranded more than 300,000 businesses and homes in Ireland without power. The nation's power regulator called it an unprecedented situation. A few days later, when the storm called Brian rolled in, hams and others braced for the worst. It was a tough storm, but it was nothing like Ophelia. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
The launch of a new satellite is almost here. Jerry Goodrich, KF5KRN, tells us about the plans to send the Fox 1 satellite into orbit in California.
They're counting down the weeks at AMSAT until the next Fox 1 satellite goes up. It's called RAD-FXSAT, and its date with Earth's orbit is the 10th of November. When it takes off from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, the satellite will be carrying a 435 and 145 megahertz FM transponder, one of four CubeSats riding as secondary payloads on board the Joint Polar Satellite System. The satellite features a Fox 1-style FM UHF-VHF repeater with an uplink on 435.250 MHz and a CTCSS of 67 Hz. The downlink is on 145.960. The DUV subaudible telemetry stream will be used for downlinking satellite telemetry as well as telemetry from the study on radiation effects on commercial components. Fox Telem software can be used for decoding. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jerry Goodrich, KF5 KRN.
And there's more satellite news, this time from the UK. And it's all about the honors being given to one key amateur radio operator involved in the program. Here's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The AMSAT UK International Space Colloquium had a full agenda when it took place earlier this month in Milton Keynes in the UK. There was one item on its otherwise well-planned agenda, however, that took one amateur by surprise. Frank Bauer, KA3HDO, International Chairman of Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, ARIS, was presented with the Ron Broadbent G3AAJ Trophy, which honours amateurs for their contribution to satellite communications. ARIS itself had received the Ron Broadbent Trophy last year, noting the work of its UK team during astronaut Tim Peake, KG5BVI's Principia mission. The trophy is named after its donor, who became a silent key in 2005 at the age of 80. Earlier this year, Frank Bauer was chosen to receive the 2017 Amateur of the Year Award at the Dayton Hamvention. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci, 4NJH.
In the world of DX, be listening for Elan, F5OZC, and Sebastien, F8DQZ, operating as 3XY3D from Casa Island, Los Islands, between the 2nd of November and the 1st of December. Hear them on 80 through 10 meters, using mainly CW, QSL via F5OZC. In Micronesia, SHU JA1FMN will be active as V63PSK from Weno Island, also known as Moen Island, from the 14th through the 18th of November. SHU will be working holiday style on 20 through 10 meters using JT65, JT9, FT8, and PSK83. Listen mainly between 1700 and 0200 Zulu. QSL via JA1FMN, by the Bureau, Direct, EQSL, or Club Logs, OQRS. You can hear SADI, JE1JKL, in East Malaysia, active as 9M6NA from Labuan Island during the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest, November 25th and 26th. QSL via his home call sign or Logbook of the World. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's time now for Waro News, and it's to the North Shore of Auckland we go, and say a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. If you're having difficulties with sending or remembering to send the Waro Bulletin to your sponsored members, Waro Treasurer Heather ZL2TYF can forward it to them on your behalf. You need to send Heather the name, call sign, and current email address of the person you sponsor into Waro. Personally, I'm continuing to communicate with the YLs I sponsor into Waro and send their bulletins to them, as I enjoy the relationship we've built up over the years. But I realise that not everyone has been able to keep the email contacts going with their sponsored members. Talking of emails reminds me to remind you that if you have had to change your email address recently, please update Treasurer Heather ZL2TYF with your new address as soon as you can. Bulletin editor Topsy ZL2LS will have the next bulletin ready well before Christmas and asks that any items or copy be in her hands by the end of November if possible. Many branches will be having their Christmas functions around that time, and a couple of lines about yours and a photo would be most welcome. For those of you who went to a Lara meet in Cairns, or who wish they'd gone to the meet, there's a very attractive slideshow of photos taken at the meet on the website. go to www.alara.org.au, click on Alara Meet at the top right-hand side of the page that opens. Cathy ZL280K has been working on material for a new WIRO website. I'll let you know where to find it as soon as it's up and running. This will be another way we can let members know what is happening in the YL amateur radio world. That's all from WIRO for October, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WIRO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the North Shore Branch 29 NZART, which has a special general meeting on Monday, November the 6th at 7:30pm at the club rooms at 400 East Coast Road in Sunnynook on the North Shore. The purpose is to approve the amended constitution for the branch. The special general meeting will be followed by the annual general meeting, also held at the same location. Now to the Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66. The annual general meeting will be held on Monday the 13th of November at the club rooms, which is 30 Hazel Avenue in Mount Roskill, starting 7:30pm. The Franklin Amateur Radio Club also has its annual general meeting on Tuesday the 21st of November, after which there will be a general meeting. And this will be the club rooms on Stadium Drive in Pukekohe. To the East and Hastings, Branch 13 NZART. After the usual general meeting on Wednesday the 22nd of November, the branch will hold its annual general meeting and also a radio electronics homebrew competition. And these events are all from 7:30pm at Pakawai Hall on Pakawai Road in Pakawai. Napier Branch 25 has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 1st of November from 7:30pm at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier. And just a reminder that there's a combined Napier Hawke's Bay Christmas tea to be held at the Napier RSA on Friday the 24th of November, starting 6pm. Please give your numbers attending to either Rob, ZL2US, or David, ZL2DW. Now to Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART, where the next meeting is on Monday the 6th of November. It's a movie night, and it'll be held at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve, in the service lane off Birch Street in Waterloo, Lower Hutt. Wellington Amateur Radio Club Branch 50 next meets on Wednesday the 15th of November at the Lutheran Church Hall, King Street in Mount Cook, starting 7:30pm. Now this will be a night to propose remits for NZART Conference. And finally we go to the South Island and Nelson Branch 26 NZART, which has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 15th of November at 7:30pm in the Nick Smith Headquarters Hall on 544 Waimea Road in Nelson. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 26th of November. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.